The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has met with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, ahead of the first face-to-face meeting of Quad Nation leaders tomorrow. That's the alliance between Australia, the US, India and Japan, formed in the aftermath of the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami. Yet, it's never reached the level of a leadership gathering. But as tensions have escalated between Australia and China, and as global allies fear Beijing's rise in the Indo-Pacific, the democracies have come together in a common cause. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
Lovely to see you.
I've got a long face.
It has. We're finally together.
On day four of his diplomatic tour in the US, Prime Minister Scott Morrison met a critical ally in the Indo-Pacific.
It's good to be all together.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi reciprocated in kind via a translator.
We made so many plans for to come to India, but something kept cropping up and we didn't get this chance to meet, but finally we meet today.
It's taken time for them to meet, but these ties have been forged in common cause and with increasing urgency.
We all want to work together to create a free and open Indo-Pacific, and everybody benefits from that. We're looking for an Indo-Pacific where there's a happy coexistence.
The private talks are a precursor to tomorrow's inaugural Quad meeting, when US President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga will also join them. Unsurprisingly, Beijing's high on the list.
As the world faces great challenges, new partnerships amongst old friends continue to be forged, and the Quad partnership is very much of that order, a contribution that supports the peace and stability across the region, and so individual nations can realise their own ambitions.
And agreements made on another global challenge.
Our meeting today, we agreed to go forward with a low emissions technology partnership, a partnership that will focus on hydrogen development, ultra-low cost solar programs, to support their energy transition.
The Prime Minister started the week in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. There he met with European friends to smooth over tensions spurred from Australia scrapping a submarine contract with the French. But the Quad meeting is what he's really here for and where he'll talk up Australia's foray into nuclear-powered vessels.
Keen interest in that from our partners in India and well received.
After initially faltering in its infancy, the alliance has come together with urgency as relations with Beijing have quickly soured and security threats in the Indo-Pacific raised. There will be a concerted effort to avoid the summit being seen to be just about China. But any discussion about maritime security, critical technologies and supply chains in the Indo-Pacific is inevitably going to centre on Beijing. This is Catherine Diss in Washington, reporting for AM.